Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Vav, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Hey Amid Beis Shiurim De'Oiraisa Ninu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, and Baruch Bendit Ben Devora Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shragab Ben Miro. And today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Reb Aaron Tzvi Ben Meir, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Rebellio Moshe ben Harav Avram Yitzchak, that's Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shiskal. Tonight is his 48th yard site. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram ben Rav Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara on Daf Hey discussed the halacha that the wall of a sukkah has to be a minimum of 10 tfachim tall. V'she'eino givoya asara tfachim, says the Mishnah, is going to be a pasul of sukkah. And the Gemara began with the basic question, and that is minola. What's the source? And what came out the maskana is that there are really two mikairas, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir said that it's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'hoyu akruvin porsei knafayim lemaylo soichachim bekanfeyem al hakapiras." And the Gemara made a super duper cheshbin, which resulted in the idea that the kruvin were 10 tfachim on top of the kapiras. So the Aron and the kapiras together made up 10 tfachim, and then the kruvim themselves were another 10 tfachim. And the wings of the kruvim were lemaila, a little bit on top of the kruvim, soichachim ala kapiras. Now, if the Torah used the word soichachim, it's from the shayrish of schach. Zoysoy meres, schach is only something that covers a height of 10 tefachim. So said Reb Meir, that's how I know the wall of a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim, because ultimately the schach is going to be on top of the wall, and in order for the schach to be kosher, it would have to be soichachim on top of an area of 10 tefachim. The Gemara said that the cheshbin of Reb Meir would not work according to Reb Yehuda in other sugyos. And as a result, the Gemara said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that really there is no makar to the idea that a sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. If that's the case, there's no makar. How did Chazal know that? So the Gemara said, Hilchas Gemirla, they knew it based on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Amar Rabchi Barashi Amar Rab, because in fact, Rabchi Barashi said in the name of Rab, Shiurim Chatzitzin Umechitzin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And what we need in our sugya is mechitzin. So you see that mechitzos are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the idea that a wall has to be 10 tefachim is included in mechitzin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So either it's learned out from the kruvim, or it's learned out from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the first part of today's daf is going to be a little bit of a digression. We just mentioned Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, who said in the name of Rav, that three things are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, shiurim, chatzitzin, and mechitzin. So the Gemara now is going to discuss all three of them. Says the Gemara, shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai de'oraisa ninu. Shiurim are de'oraisa. The pasuk says, eretz chita usa'oira v'gefen usa'eino v'rimoin eretz zeis shemen udavash. So this is a well-known pasuk, and this is the pasuk that discusses the shiva saminim, also known as the peiros shenishtapcha behen eretz Yisrael. So the psukim that are discussing, this is in Parshas Ekov, the beauty and all the wonderful things that are in Eretz Yisrael, mentions that b'myuchad Eretz Yisrael has 7 things. There's chita, which is wheat, sa'ira, barley, gefen, there are grapes, there's te'ena, which are figs, rimon is a pomegranate, zei shemen, olives, olive oil, and devash, which is the honey that comes from dates. But either way, the Pashup Shan in the Pasik is clearly talking about the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael. But Chazal Darshan, and they said, V'amir Rav Chanan, Kol HaPasik Hazeh L'Shiurim Nema, that included in this Pasik is the idea that these 7 types of foods represent 7 important Shiurim in the Torah. And Rav Chanan explained, he said, Chita, that's the first of the Shivas Aminim. So what shear in the Torah is associated with a chita? He said, "La beis hamenuga." It's like a house that's a mitzayra. So we know a person can become a mitzayra. There's a whole parsha in the Torah that's dedicated to the laws of mitzayra. Parshas mitzayra. beged can also become a metzaira, and a bias can also become a metzaira. So says Rav Chanan that in the world of a beis hamenuga, a house that became a metzaira, there's something that's nogeya, the shear that's associated with chid. The time we learned in the Mishnah, nichnas a beis hamenuga. If somebody enters a beis hamenuga, somebody entered a house that's a metzaira, v'kelev al kseifav, and he had his kelim on his shoulder, v'sandalav, and his sandals v'taboisav, his rings b'yaday were in his hand. So the halach is who v'hein tmei miyah. He's tamei right away, and those things are also tamei right away. Meaning, a person that enters a house that's a metzaira, not only does he become tamei, he becomes tamei miyad. He doesn't have to wait a certain amount of time. He doesn't have to have a cup of coffee in order for him to become tamei miyad. As soon as he enters, he becomes tamei. And for that matter, if you would be holding any kalim, those kalim would also become tamei miyad. Says the Mishnah, "Hayo lavush kalim." What if he was wearing his clothing, v'sandla beraglav, and he was wearing his shoes, his sandals, v'taboisav etzboisav, and his rings weren't in his hand, but they were on his fingers. Then the halach is, who tamei miyad? He becomes tamei right away. V'heim tahorim, they remain tahor an sheyishoe b'kdei achilas pras, unless he waits a certain amount of time. Now, what's that amount of time? The amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. Literally, a pras is a half a loaf of bread. The Mishnah continues and says, pas chiten, not bread that's made of barley, but bread that's made of wheat, the amount of time that it would take to eat a half a loaf of wheat bread if he's in a state of haseba, and the amount of time it would take to eat this half a loaf of wheat bread, behaseba, if he was dipping the bread into something. So whether it's a meat or whether it's tchina, it doesn't matter what the dip is. But that would be the shir. The point is, you have a halacha, a shiur, it's negeya, a very obscure area in halacha, and that is the beis hamenuga, but it's associated with chita, it's associated with wheat. So when it says in the Torah, Eretz chita, pashup shat, Eretz Yisrael, so gevaldig, that is wheat in Eretz Yisrael. But in addition to that, Eretz Yisrael is so gevaldig that the wheat of Eretz Yisrael represents a certain shear. It's the shear of a person that enters a house that's a metzaira, he's wearing clothing, he becomes tamei right away. The clothing do not become tamei right away. They become tamei if he's there, the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, reclined, dipping the bread into something, but only bread that's made of chita. And that's why Eretz Chita is representative of one of the shears. So is the second of the shears. I mean, a barley. Where do you find a shear associated with barley? Tanami learned in the Mishnah. Etzem kisa'ira metame b'maga u'bemasa. The end of a tamei ba'ol, a dead person, we know, is metame tumas meis. In fact, the most chamer form of tumah is the tumah that's contracted when someone comes in contact with a meis. The halacha is that you don't need the entire meis, the entire corpse, in order to convey tumah. But even a part of a meis has the ability to convey tumah. And this Mishnah, which is in the second barak of Masechta Zaholos, addresses what part of a meis has the ability to be metama. So says the Mishnah, one sifkaton etzem, a bone the size of a barley, is metama. But it's only b'magel b'masa, it's not metama boil. But again, you see a shear that's negeya, a barley. So when it says in the Torah, Eretz chita usa'ira, literally, Eretz Yisrael is so meiridig, there's barley in Eretz Yisrael. But in addition to that, the sa'ira of Eretz Yisrael represents a shear that's negeya tomas meis. Gefen, what's the shear of gefen? So gefen means grapes. K'dei revias yayin lenozer. It's negeya, the sheer revius yayin of a nazar. So there's a stira in Rashi and Shas as to what poshup shat in kedei revius yayin lenazar is. Rashi here in Sukkot Avav Amar Aleph says one pshat, and Tosfos asks that this pshat that Rashi says here is not like the pshat that Rashi said in Erev and Daftalad Amar Aleph. So when we learned Erev and Daftalad Amar Aleph, we explained the Gemara based on what Rashi says in Erev and Daftalad Amar Aleph. Now we're learning Sukkot Avav Amar Aleph, so we'll explain the Gemara the way Rashi explains it over here. And that is, a nazar is not allowed to drink wine. But the truth is, he's also not allowed to eat grapes. He's not allowed to eat anything from where wine comes. Now, what's the shear of grapes that a nazar is not allowed to eat? It's a revius, which is interesting because grapes are solids. Wine is a liquid. So how would you have a revius of a solid if we're dealing with a liquid? So revius is a shear. It's a metric that's used to measure liquids, but we're dealing with a solid. So how would you figure that out? So Rashi says, based on a Gemara in Masechtas Nazir, that the way you make the cheshbin of determining the revius of grapes is that you fill up a container of wine and then you stick grapes in. Now, as you put the grapes in, the container is going to overflow and wine is going to come out. By the time that you have a revius of wine that was displaced from this koshel yayin, That's when you have enough of the Gethen to say that if the Nazir would eat it, he would violate the halacha of Nazir. So it's a little bit of a backwards way of doing it. But basically what you do is the amount of grapes that have the ability to displace a Rafiyah of Yayin, that's the sheer of what a Nazir is not allowed to eat. But the point is, again, we're using wine, because it's not the amount of grapes that would take to displace a Rafiyah of water, or displace a Rafiyah of some other beverage. It's dafka wine. So you see that Gethen is a shear, because wine that comes from the Gethen is the beverage that's used to do this displacement of Revias, to figure out how much the Nazir is not allowed to eat. So hence when it says in the Torah, Eretz Chito Sa'ira V'Gethen, what does Gethen mean? Pashin, it means in Eretz Yisrael, there's good wine. But in addition to that, it means that the wine of Eretz Yisrael is used for Shiyum. Te'ena, which is a fig. What does that mean? Kigroigris, Laitzah, Shabbat. So one of the Lamatas Malachis, the 39th of the Lamatas Malachis, is Laitzah. You're not allowed to carry from Rishos to Rishos. You're not allowed to carry Dalaramas, Bishos Arabim. But the only time you chayim the rice for carrying is if you carry a sheer chashuv of an item. And the truth is that the sugis and Masechta Shabbos, Mishnayis and Gemara's 20-30 dafin that go through different items and what the exact sheer chashuv of that thing would be. The only thing that's not discussed so much in that Gemara is food. And the reason is there's nothing to discuss. It's a halacha that it doesn't matter what the food is, it's always the sheer of a groigris, of a dried fig. So you see, the groigris is a sheer, it's nogeya, haitzah and Shabbos. Remind, what's the sheer of the pomegranate? Time we learned in the Mishnah, kol klei bali batim, shiurin ka remoinim. The halacha is that if a keli becomes tame, in order for it to become tahar, so you can be tayvel it. Another thing you can do is you can damage the keli. Once the keli is damaged, it's not functional anymore. So at that point, the tumas peireach, it goes away. So the question is, how big a hole, for example, would you have to make in a keli in order for it to be considered damaged, so that if it's in the state of tumah right now, it would be tar? So if the keli belongs to a balabayas, as opposed to a professional. But if it belongs to a balabayas, talach is shiurim to remind him. If it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, at that point we would say it doesn't have tumah anymore. Eretz zeis shemen udavash, the latter two of the shivas aminim was zayis shemen, oil or olive oil, and davash, which is the honey that comes from dates. So what is that? Zeis shemen, eretz kol shiuru, that's the land where all the shiurim of this land, all the shiurim in the Torah are kezayis. We just mentioned five that are not kezayis. There are many shiurim in the Torah that are not kezayis. So what does it mean? Eretz shakol shiurei kezayisim. So the Gemara says, ha'iki hani damar, el'emesh ha'roiv shiurei kezayisim. We mean the roiv of the shiurim are kezayisim. Most shiurim in the Torah are kezayis. Rashi says, what does it mean? Roiv shiurei kezayisim? Tumas meis, u'nevelo, v'iser chele, v'dam, u'pigo, v'noise, v'tome, v'gidan oshel. So there's a long list of things where the shiur is kezayis, and that's the Eretz Zeis Shemen, that's easy. And finally, what's Devash? So this is what we discussed in great detail in the end of Masechtas Yuma. Kechoyseves Hagasa B'Yoyim HaKippurim. The Isra Achila on Yom Kippur is different than the Isra Achila in all other areas. The shear is a much larger shear. It's the shear of a large date, with the pit, without the pit, but it's Kechoyseves Hagasa B'Yoyim HaKippurim, and that's what the shear is. The bottom line is, the Gemara just brought Rav Chanan's drasha, that when it says in the Torah, Eretz Chito U'Sa'ira V'Gefen V'Tein V'Rima and Eretz Zeis Shemen U'Dvash, even though Pashup Shabbat, the Pasuk is saying is that these are the Shivas Haminim, these are the seven wonderful peiros, Eretz Yisrael. But these seven minim also represent seven different shiurim. The chito is the beis hamenuga, the sa'ira, etzem kisa'ira is metama, the gefen is negei the isurim of the nazir, the te'ena, that's the shir of hoitzah, the 39th malacha, if you carry food on Shabbos. Rimon is if a keli becomes tummy, it has a hole the size of a rimon, it becomes tar. Zeyeh shemen, that's the kezayis, roiv of the shirim of kezayis, and dvash is negei the kaisevas agasa, the shir achil on Yom Kippur. But what's the kasha? How could you tell me? Shiurim chatzitzun mechitzan halacha l'moish misinai. It's not halacha l'moish misinai. It's learned out from a pasuk. Says the Gemara, Alma day reisen inu v'tizbra afraid the Gemara shiurim miksivi. I don't understand. You're asking me a question that how could you tell me it's halacha l'moish misinai? It's a pasuk. Is this a pasuk? What, that's pasuk shan in the pasuk? When the pasuk says the shivas aminim, it's referring to the seven shiurim. Of course not. Rather, what is this drasha? It's a drasha. It's an asmachta. No, if it's an asmachta, it's not a stira to say that it's halacha l'moish misinai. Ela hilchas aninu. Really, all it is halacha l'moish misinai. Vikra asmachta ba'almahu. And this pasuk that we have is merely an asmachta ba'almahu. Meaning, if this would be a mefurish pasuk, so you would ask me a question. You don't need halacha l'moish misinai to know that you have to keep Shabbos. It says in the Torah you have to keep Shabbos. You don't need halacha l'moish misinai to tell me that you're not allowed to eat nevela. It says in the Torah you're not allowed to eat nevela. But here it doesn't say mefurish in the Torah, these seven shiurim. It's a drasha. Or better, it's an asmachta. If it's an asmachta, it's not a stira to the halacha l'mayishim misinai. Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. There's a halacha l'mayishim misinai, and then there's an asmachta in the Torah. There's a remes in the Torah to the halacha l'mayishim misinai. So they're both true. Shiurim are halacha l'mayishim misinai, and at the same time, kol ha'posik kula loy ne. The Shiurim Nemra, this entire pasuk that's talking about the Shivas Aminim, is discussing this Shiurim. So the first of the three things that Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, our Halacha L'Moishim Sinai, was Shiurim. What was the second one? Chatzitze. The laws of Chatzitze is also Halacha L'Moishim Sinai. So the laws of Chatzitze is negay is someone that's Tameh, and he has to go to the mikvah to become Tahar. So he has to make sure that there's no Chatzitze. There's nothing that's going to interpose between his body and the water. His body has to make direct contact with water. But if there's anything in between his body and the water, so that would be a chatzitza, and it would nullify the entire tefillah. So the Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, that chatzitza is also Allah l'mayish mitzina. Read the Gemara, it's actually chatzitza day raisa neno. It's a din day raisa. The pasuk says, v'rachatz es b'sorei b'mayim, and we learn from this, his basa has to make direct contact with the water, as opposed to there being a chatzitza. So again, this is a mefurish pasuk. And here, it doesn't sound like it's an asmachta. It sounds like it's a real pasuk. V'rochatz es b'sorei b'mayim. The pasuk has to be directly in the water. So if that's the case, it's not a loch l'mayishim yisinai. So the Gemara says, ki asoi hilchaso l'sa'ara. You're right. The basic idea, the underlying premise that there's something called chatzitza, that's a din d'oraisa. That's not a loch l'mayishim yisinai. That's a mefurish in the Torah. What then was a loch l'mayishim yisinai? There's a detail in the laws of chatzitza that's not mefurish in the pasuk, and that I know from Halacha L'Moishe Misinai, specifically Saroi, that here can sometimes be a chatzitza. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean all here is a chatzitza. What it means is Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Omer Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, Nima achas keshura. If someone has to go to the mikvah and he has one here that's tied, there's a knot in one of his ears, chaytzetzes. The halach is it's considered a chatzitza. He has to untie, unknot that here, shalosh, if he has three hairs that are tied together, einon chotzitzos, it's not considered a chatzitza. The difference is, one hair that's tied is considered to be tied very tightly. No water is going to be able to seep through that knot. As a result, it constitutes a chatzitza. If you have three hairs that are tied together, so it's not so strong, it's easy to unravel them. As a result, water can get through as well. It's not considered a chatzitza. Shtayim, any idea? But as it relates to two, that we don't know. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana already said that it's possible for here, in and of itself, with nothing external on the body, if there's a kesher in the ear, to constitute a chatzitza. How do you know that? Oh, that's what Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi meant when he said in the name of Rav, that I heard from the Rebbe, that chatzitza is Allah l'moish misinai. He didn't mean the institution of chatzitza. That's a pasuk in the Torah. He meant this halacha, that here can be a chatzitza. That's halacha l'moish misinai. But the Gemara says, sarei nami deraisin. It's not true. This is also deraisin. The pasuk says, v'rochatz es b'sorei b'mayim, and with derish esim shebetayra, and v'rochatz es b'sorei means es hatafel b'sorei. That not only could you have to look out for the basar, but even the hair, there can be a chatzitza problem. Specifically, if there's a kesher in the hair, it can be a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, I hear, you're right. The actual halacha of chatzitza, that's a pasuk in the Torah. And that hair could be a chatzitza is also a pasuk in the Torah. So if that's the case, what is the halacha l'moishe mitzinai? What did Rav mean when he said, chatzitzin or halacha l'moishe mitzinai, piyasoi hilchaso? Look at the Rav Yitzchak. He meant Rav Yitzchak. I'm Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said, "Var Toiro midday rice." The laws of chatzitza are as follows: Rubai umakbid olav chaytzeitz. If a person has a chatzitza on rubai and he's makbid on the chatzitza, the halach is it's chaytzeitz. Now there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim what rubai means. It'd be very tempting to say that rubai means if the chatzitza is on roiv of his guf, that it's considered a chatzitza. But Rashi says not that way. Rashi says, Rubai, Roif Saroi Metunaf Petit. If most of the person's hair has a chatzitza of some sorts on it, and chatzitza here doesn't mean that it's knotted, Roif Saroi Metunaf Petit, or knotted individually, and then the halach is it's a chatzitza. But either way, whatever Rubai means, Rubai Umakbid Olav, so if the chatzitza is on Rubai and he's makbid, it's something that bothers him, chaytzitz, it's considered a chatzitza. V'sh ene makbid olav, but if he's not makbid on it, then the halach is ene chaytzitz, it's not going to be chaytzitz. Again, Dvar Torah, in order for something to be considered a chatzitza, you have to check off two boxes. Number one, it has to be Rubai. Number two, it has to be makbid olav. He has to care about it. But if it's not on Rubai, or if he's not makbid olav, it's not going to be a problem. Stating that, The Gazra Rubai She'enei Makbid, Chazal were Geyser, and they said that Rubai She'enei Makbid, if someone has a Chatzitza on Roiv of his body, the halach is, it's considered a problem even if it's not makbid. Mishum, rubei ha-makbid. Being that rubei ha-makbid is a problem, so rubei she'ini makbid, Chazal said, it's also going to be a problem. Additionally, val miute ha-makbid, Chazal would goizner on a chatzitza that's on the miut of his body, assuming he's makbid, mishum rubei ha-makbid. That's a gzeira, otu rubei ha-makbid. So, Dvar Torah, the only time something's considered a chatzitza is if it's rubei and makbid. Midrabbanan, if you could check off one of the boxes, it's going to be a problem. So if it's Rubai, even if you're not Makbid, or if it's Miutai, as long as you are Makbid, as long as one of those two, it's going to be an issue. Faith the Gemara, if it looks at Nami, I'm Miutai She'ene Makbid. Why are we only Geyser where you could check off one of the boxes? Maybe check off even if you can't, maybe be Geyser even if you can't check off any of the boxes. Meaning, why don't we say that even if it's Miutai and you're not Makbid, it should be a problem? Now you're going to say, why? Here you don't have any of the boxes. The Gemara says, I hear. But once you're telling me that a miyata makbid is a problem, and you're telling me a rubai she'enei makbid is a problem, so then maybe even a miyot she'enei makbid should be a problem. Right, just to lay it out for a second. Dvar Torah, rubai u'makbid is a problem. So if you check off both boxes, it's on roiv of the body or roiv of the hair, and you care about it, that's when it's considered a chatzitza. Chazal came along and they said, even if you can only check off one of the boxes, even if it's only on Rubai, or it's only your Makbid on it, then too it's going to be a problem. Why? As a Gzeira, for where it's Rubai and Makbid. So if you have one of the two, it's a problem with Rabban and Gzeira, up to when you have both. Now, once Chazal were Geyser, and they said that if you have one of the two, it's a problem, so then we should say that it's a problem even if you don't have any of them. Because when you have none, there should be a gzeira atu when you have one. Just like when you have one, we make a gzeira atu when you have two. When you have none, you should make a gzeira atu when you have one. Right? Just understanding a little bit better, one is less than two, but it's one less. So if when you have one, we're making gzeira atu two. Then when you have none, you should make the same gzeira atu when you have one. But the Gemara gives the obvious answer, and that is, higuf gzeira, v'anekim v'nigzar gzeira l'gzeira. We make gzeiras atu adairaisa. We don't make zeros atu a derabanan. So rubai u'makbid is a deraisa. So being that rubai u'makbid is deraisa, so therefore if it's rubai she'enei makbid or it's miyutai ha-makbid, will be geizer. But to make a gzeira on miyutai she'enei makbid atu rubai she'enei makbid or miyutai ha-makbid, so now you're making a gzeira because you're concerned that you may end up being makel with something that itself is a gzeira. That's what's known as a gzeira l'gzeira, and a gzeira l'gzeira is not something that you ever do. But what's the point? The point is that this last halacha that we just learned, that Dvar Torah, when it comes to chatzitza, midai raisa, the only time something's considered a chatzitza is if it's rubai u'makbid olav, that Dvar Torah is not a pasuk anywhere in the Torah. Rather, the first Rashi on the Amid, Halacha l'moshe misinai. What it is, halacha l'moshe misinai, and that's where Rabbi Chiya Rashi meant when he said, I heard from my Rebbe Rav, that Rav said, chatzitzen halacha l'moshe misinai. He didn't mean the institution of chatzitza. That's a pasuk in the Torah. V'rocha tzatz p'sar b'mai. He didn't even mean the hair of a person being maybe a chatzitza. Because es b'saroi, with Dairish esin, like Shimon Amsuni, and we say that es b'saroi means even the hair could be a chatzitza. What then did he mean? He meant the din of rubai u'makbid olav. That's a Dvar Torah. That's not mefurish anywhere in the Torah. That's something that we know Allah l'moshe misinai. And then finally, what's mechitzin? Shiurim chatzitzin u'mechitzin are all Allah l'moshe misinai. So what's the chatzitzin? What's the mechitzin that's Allah l'moshe misinai? So the Gemara says, Hadamara, what we just said, that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall. Very simple. A mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall. That's the reason that a sukkah she'ini gvei asara tefachim is possible. And that's the mechitza that's Allah l'moshe misinai. Frank the Gemara, Hanich, the Rabbi Yehuda. That's all good according to Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Meir, Ma'yikil Meimer. We saw in Daf Heyam Beis, we chazed it over in the introduction to the Daf, that it was only Rabbi Yehuda that learned that the Makar, that a mechitza has to be 10 tefachim is Allah l'moshe misinai. Rabbi Meir learned it from a pasuk. He learned it from the pasuk that says, V'hayu akruvim persei kinafayim l'malo. soichachim bekanfeim ala kaparis. So it's learned that from a pasuk. So again, it's the same question. What do I need a halacha l'moshe mesinai for? It's a mafurish a pasuk in the Torah. So according to Reb Meir, what's the halacha l'moshe mesinai of mechitza? And the Gemara says ki asoy hilchasa legud. It's nogeya the halacha of good. Rashi says good achis and good asik. It's nogeya the halacha of lovud. It's nogeya the halacha of doifen akuma. These are some intense concepts that govern Hilchas Mechitzes. They're discussed in great detail in the beginning of Masechtas Shabbos, throughout Masechtas Erevin. We saw a little bit of it in Sukkot Av Dalet. We're going to see more of it in the coming Dafin. But all these different dinim of magical Mechitzes, of closing gaps and extending walls and making roofs come down, and all these different dinim that somehow work in the world of Erevin and Shabbos and Sukkah, that's all halacha l'moshe mesinai. So just to exhale for 1 second, Rav Chiya bar Rashi said in the name of Ra, one of the most famous lines in Shas, Shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha l'moshe mesinai. And when you read it at first glance, it sounds like all shiurim are halacha l'moshe mesinai. The concept of chatzitza is halacha l'moshe mesinai. And the dinam of mechitza is halacha l'moshe mesinai. But really, after further review, or after Sukkah Davava Meral, and this Gemara repeats itself in many places in Shas, but after this Amid Gemara, what emerges is that when we said Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, so it means the Shiurim, stating that, we do have a Pasuk in the Torah, the Pasuk says Asmachta Ba'alma. When it says Mechitzin, Chatzitzin Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, it means one detail in the laws of Chatzitza, and that is Rubayu Machped Olav. That midday rice says something is only considered a Chatzitza if it covers Rav of the person, and if the person is Machped Olav. And then finally, as it relates to Mechitzin, so what does that mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it means the Halacha of Asar Tfachim. According to Rameyer, you don't learn that from Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, that's actually learned out from a Pasuk. But according to everybody, the Halacha of Good Achis, the halacha of good asik, the halacha of lovud, and the halacha of doifen akuma. Zok de gemara vaita. We're going to return to this sugya a little bit in the raid. But v'she'en lo shalva ishtafani. So moving along pretty quickly. So the Mishnah said, sukkah shigavai l'mayla me'yasrim amma, machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Chachamim say it's possible, 4 reasons why it's possible, and Rabbi Yehuda wasn't concerned about any one of those 4. Rabbi Yehuda said it's kosher. The she'ena gavaya asar tvachim. We have 2 reasons. Either it's learned from the kruvim or it's halach l'moshe mi'sinai. The 3rd halach of the Mishnah was the she'ena shalosh tefanis. A sukkah that doesn't have 3 walls is going to be a pasul sukkah. Zok de gemara. Tanu rabban and a brisa that elaborates on the 3 walls that a sukkah has to have. Shtayim kil chasan. V'shlishes afilu tefach. When we say that a sukkah has to have 3 walls, so it means shtayim kil chasan. 2 proper walls. And the 3rd wall can be even a tefach. Now, what's a proper wall? A proper wall would be the dimensions of a kosher sukkah. The dimensions of a kosher sukkah is machloikis, b'shamay, b'shillel, and Rebbe, going backwards. Rebbe holds it has to be dalet amos by dalet amos. B'shillel says vav tefachim by vav tefachim. B'shamay says zayin tefachim al zayin tefachim. And he comes to that because he said a sukkah has to be big enough for a person to be able to fit roshoy, Rubai v'shulchanah. We paskin like Beishamai. This is one of the 6 places, Tosfos says in Daf Gimel, that we paskin like Beishamai. So halacha shtayim kol chasan would mean 2 walls that are 7 tefachim, and the 3rd wall could be even a tefach. Rav Shimon says, shalosh kol chasan. 3 of the walls have to be kol chasan. V'revi'is afilu tefach. And the 4th one could be a tefach. Meaning, it sounds like we have a machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Chacham, whether a sukkah needs 3 walls, or the sukkah needs 4 walls. The Chachamim say a sukkah needs 3 walls, and the 3rd wall could be a tefach. Rav Shimon says a sukkah needs 4 walls, and it's the 4th wall that could be a tefach. So everyone agrees the last wall can be a tefach. The question is, how many walls you have to have? 3 or 4. If it's 3, then it's 2 plus a tefach. If it's 4, then it's going to be 3 plus a tefach. Zok the Gemara b'maikam ifuki. What's the hezber in the machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim? So the Gemara is going to take a whole bunch of attempts to explain what the machloikis is. Says the Gemara, the machloikis is Rabbanan Savar, the Rabbanan hold yesh aim lemesayrus. For Rav Shimon Savar, Rav Shimon holds yesh aim lemikra. So what does this mean? Rabbanan Savar yesh aim lemesayrus. The Rabbanan hold yesh aim lemesayrus. So if you look in the pasuk that mentions the mitzvah of sukkahs, so it says as follows: Bas sukkahs teishvu shivas yomim. Kol ezrach bi Yisrael yeshvu basukos. The man yedu deriseichem ki basukos eshafti es bnei Yisrael boitzi oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now, if you're only listening to that pasuk, you don't see it inside, it sounds like the Torah repeated the same word three times. The word basukos. Basukos teish v'shivas yamim. Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukos. L'man yedu derei seichem ki basukos. But if you look carefully at the three times the Torah mentions the word basukos, it's presented differently. The first two times, the word basukos is written chaser. It's beis samich kaf saf. The third time, it says basukos male. It's beis samich kaf vav saf. So the third time there's a vav. The first two times, there's no vav. What's the difference? Basukos with a vav is Lashon Rabban, which suggests two sukos. Basukos without a vav is as if it would say sukas. It's Lashon Yachid. Now the truth is, all three words are pronounced the same way. They're all pronounced basukos, which is Lashon Rabban. Not basukas, basukos. So really, there's a little bit of a conflict. Because if you look at the way the word is written, it sounds like that it would be basukas, Lashon Yachid. But if you hear the word, then it certainly sounds like it's Lashon Rabban. So if you go based on the ksiv, the way the word is written, it would seem to be Lashon Yachid. If you go based on the kri, the way it's pronounced, it would seem to be Lashon Rabban. The truth is, there are many words in the Torah where you find this phenomenon. We are based on the word is way the word is written, it would seem to suggest one thing, and based on the way the word is pronounced, it would seem to suggest something else. Wherever you have such a scenario where the written word would seem to suggest one thing, but the pronounced word would seem to suggest something else, there's a machloikis tanam, how you're supposed to dash it. This is one of the most fundamental machloikis in Shas. Like some machloikis in machloikis abai v'rov, yishalei midas. What did Rav Zeira hold? What did Rav Chizda hold? What did Rav Papa hold? We don't really know. But yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'mesiris, this machloikis was argued by everybody everywhere. And this was the shaila. Yeshem l'mikra, does the mikra take precedent? Rashi says, ein means ikr. Is the mikra the ikr? Or is the mesiris, the way the word is written, is that the one that's going to be the ikr? Just to pause for 1 second, so it's interesting. We have a machlokes, yesh ein lemikra, yesh ein lemesiris. Right? What takes primacy? The way the word would seem to suggest based on the way it's written or the way it's pronounced. Yesh aim lemikra or yesh aim lemesiris. Now, aim literally means mother, right? Which is interesting. There's Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas V'zois HaBracha. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says that sometimes when we discuss different ideas in halacha, so we use a lashon zachar, and sometimes we use a lashon nekeva. For example, he's talking about nevuah, and he says the four madrigas of nevuah. There's baskal, urim v'tumim, ruach hakodesh, and nevuah. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, why do we use the word baskal? Why not Ben Koil? Baskoil, the daughter of the Koil. Why not the Ben of the Koil? So he says sometimes you find the word Bas is used and sometimes the word Ben is used. He says similarly when it comes to parent, sometimes you find Av, sometimes A. Binyan Av, that's one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shaitar and Idrashas Behem. But yeah, Yesh Eim LeMikro, V'yesh Eim LeMesiris. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says that you should just know one thing. That even though sometimes we use father, sometimes mother, sometimes son, sometimes daughter, we seem to be flip-flopping a little bit. But he says you have to know, Ki akol nemar bahashkocha mechuvenes v'chochma yisera v'chachme ha'emes shekol devreya miyusodim al adnei ha'chochma v'sapir gizrason kiblu kemen anevim ad moishe misina. So he says, not random. And there's a reason that it's a binyan av. But when it comes to Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesiris, it's not Yesh Av LeMikra, Yesh Av LeMesiris, but it's Yesh Eim LeMikra, and it's Yesh Eim LeMesiris. Ayin Shom, he says a little bit of a pshat, but he prefaces his pshat by telling us it's above everybody's pay grade. But the bottom line is, it's not a coincidence. So what does it have to do with our sugya? So again, we have, it says three times in the Torah, Basukos. Basukos, Yesh V'Shivat Yomim, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, Yesh V'Basukos, and then again, the Mayedu, there is Seichem, Ki Basukos, Heshavti Es B'nei Yisrael. The first two times it's written, the third time it's written Mala. Now, if you hold Yesh Eim LeMesiris, so I have Chaser, Chaser, Mala. Or if you want to add it, singular, singular, one, one, and the second one is plural, which is two. One plus two is four. So I have four references to Sukkah. If we hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, so they're all pronounced as if there was a Vav, So they're all Lashon Rabba. So it's not 1 plus 1 plus 2. It's 2 plus 2 plus 2. It's 6. So if it's Yesh Shein L'Masaris, you start with 4. If it's Yesh Shein L'Mikra, you start with 6. So what does this have to do with the Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim? Again, the Chachamim hold that a sukkah has to have 3 walls. The third one could be even a tefach, but the sukkah has to have 3 walls. Reb Shimon says sukkah has to have 4 walls, and the fourth one could be a tefach. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Savri, Yesh Shein L'Masaris. The Rabbanan hold Yesh Shein L'Masaris. Reb Shimon Savri, Reb Shimon holds Yeshem Lemikra, but it's Yeshem Lemisiris, but it holds Yeshem Lemisiris, Basukas, 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 I reckon, Basukas, 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 if you own Yeshem Lemisiris. So it's Lashon Yachid, Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabim, 1 plus 1 plus 2, where you end up with is 4. Now, Dal Chad Legufe, the first Basukas we need simply to know the concept, the halacha of a sukkah. So we're not going to be able to use this to teach me walls or to really teach me anything. So Pashalut Lasa, the first one was written by Lashon Yachid. So the first one is a singular, we knock out that singular, what are you left with? 3. You're left with 3. Shtayim kilchasa. So I know that 2 need to be proper walls. Fasoy hilchas of agaras al shlishis. And there's a lach l'moishim yisinai that says that the third one's allowed to be a little bit smaller. How much smaller? Uk mesaf tefach. It's even allowed to be a tefach. Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon holds Yeshem l'mikra. He holds Yeshem l'mikra. So basukas, 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 harikan shesh. They're all pronounced lashon rabin if you start off with 6. Dalchad kol gufe. Now you need one to teach me the halach of sukkah. That first one, which according to Reb Shimon is really the equivalent of 2, that gets knocked out. So 6 minus 2, easy math. Arba. That's in contrast to the math that's coming in the coming dafin. This is easy math. 6 minus 2 is 4. See, left with 4. 4 walls. Oh, shalosh kilchasim. So 3 have to be proper walls. So yilchas of agaras, so the revius. And the v'akmasa tefach, the 4th wall is allowed to be smaller. It's going to end up being a tefach. So the Gemara says, you want to know the hezbon, the machloikis, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether the sukkah needs 3 walls or it needs 4 walls. The machloikis is the age-old machloikis. The machloikis that touches on so many sugyas ashas. Yesh aim l'mikra? Oh, yesh aim l'misayres. Again, what's the cheshbon? It says 3 times sukkah, singular, singular, and the third time it says it in plural. The first sukkah you're not going to be able to darshan, so now we're going to have to knock out. Chalom hol yesh aim l'misayres. So the first basukah is you knock out. What you're left with is the second basukas, which is Lashon Yachid. The third basukas, which is Lashon Rabin. That's 3. So I know 3 walls. There's Allah HaMayish B'sina that says the third wall could be a tefach. That's when you know Shtayim Kehilchasan, V'shlishis Afilu Tefach. Rav Shimon Oti Yeshem L'mikra. So you knock out the first one, you're left with 2, even though one is written in the singular, but Yeshem L'mikra, they're both darshined as if they would be in the plural. So you have is 4. Oh, 4 walls. Not 3 walls, 4 walls. 3 walls. And the fourth one's allowed to be even a tef. Iba Yisem L'mikra says, maybe Pshat something else. The Kuliyama Yeshem L'mikra. Maybe everybody holds Yeshem L'mikra. Now, if everybody holds Yeshem L'mikra, you knock out the first basukais, you're left with the 2 basukais, they're both Lashon Rabim, which means they both mean 2. So you have 4 references to the concept of sukkah. That should mean 4 walls, right? No. Chamim hold, you need a pasuk to teach me schach. So even though I have 4, I can really only use 3, because I need 1 to teach me schach. I'm left with 3. 3 walls, 2 regular, and the third one, Lachamash Mishina says, can be even a tafa. Reb Shimon holds, you don't need a pasuk for schach. Avadi need schach. Basukais means schach. The ikur of a sukkah is a schach. The chiddush is you have to have walls. Schach is basha you have to have. So if I have 4 mentions of sukkah, sukkah is sukkah, is each one lashon rabim, yeshem l'mikra, so I know 4 walls. But the fourth one could be a tefach, but at the very least I know 4 walls. But everybody say a third pshat, the kuli alma yeshem l'misayris. Maybe everybody holds yeshem l'misayris. So if everybody holds yeshem l'misayris, you start with 4. Lashon Yachid, Lashon Yachid, Lashon Rabbin, 1 plus 1 plus 2 equals 4. You knock out the first one, you're left with 3. What's the machlokes? Mar Sovaki Asoy Hilchasa, the Gareil. Mar Sovaki Asoy Hilchasa, the Hoysa. Clearly, there's some halacha l'moishim Sinai in this sugya that said that the last wall could be even a tefach. Says the Gemara, you know what the machlokes Shimon HaChachamim was? What was the nusach of that halacha l'moishim Sinai? Was the halacha l'moishim Sinai saying that the last wall could be a tefach? Meaning, the 3 walls that I know, the third one could be a tefach? That's what Chachamim held. Rav Shimon said, no, the Lachamim Shemisina was coming to add a wall. We know 3 walls from the 3 mentions of Basukas, and the Lachamim Shemisina is coming to tell me that there's even a 4th wall. For Iba Yisema, another Pshat you could say, the Kuli Yamaki Asai Hilchas Al-Gareh. Everybody holds that the Lachamim Shemisina is not coming to add a wall. It's coming to be Megareh a wall. The Yeshem L'Mesiris, and everybody holds Yeshem L'Mesiris. Okay, now so far we have a little bit of a problem. Yeshem L'Mesiris means that we're starting off with 3 walls, because there's 4 mentions. One we can't use. So if we can't use the first one and you have 3 and everybody holds that the halacha of Meshmesin is not adding a wall. So how could Rav Shimon hold four walls? Oh, the halacha, the darshin tchila is kamiflagi. The shayla here is whether darshin tchila is, whether you in fact can't use the first mention of sukkah. Not, meaning we took for granted up until this point that if it says the word basukkah is four times, you only have three. If it says it six times, you're not got the first pasuk, you only have four. Because the first time it says in the Torah basukkah is I needed to teach me the actual halacha. But the Gemara says, who said that's the case? Maybe Rav Shimon holds that you could be darshan tchilos. Mar savar darshan tchilos. Umar savar ain't darshan tchilos. Rav Shimon holds darshan tchilos. It's true. He holds the Eishem lemesayres. But you have, and you start with four, but you can use all four. Chamim hold, no, ain't darshan tchilos. You really don't start with four. You start with three. And therefore, you're going to end up with only having three. Or masna amar amasna said a final pshat. Time the Rav Shimon mihacha. Pshat that Rav Shimon holds you need four walls is because it says in the pasuk, the sukkah tia letzel yoimam. A sukkah needs to protect from the sun. That's what Abzeira said on the Bezam and Aleph. But in addition to that, it also has to be able to protect from Zerim and Matar, from the elements. It has to be able to protect from rain as well. So Rav Shimon says, if you're going to have a sukkah that's going to be made up of two walls, v'shlishas afilu tefach, it's not really going to protect you that much. And that's why Rav Shimon holds, you have to have a fourth wall. Bottom line is, machlik is Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether a sukkah has to be made up of three walls, or a sukkah has to be made up of four walls. We know the halacha, whenever there's a machlik is Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, the halacha is like the Chachamim. La'asad lavoi, the sukkah lov, la'asad lavoi. Maybe that will have to have four walls like Rav Shimon. But Ba'al Mo'adein, a sukkah is allowed to have three walls. Not only is it allowed to have three walls, but the third wall can be even a tefach. That's something that's learned out from Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, and that is the end of Sukkah Davav. So Sukkah Davav is such a loaded daf from the Shiurim and the Chatzitzin and the Mechitzin. And this last Gemara right now, I saw Tzviki was Ma'irer. That the chura we have here in this sugya, machlekes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, whether the sukkah is made up of three walls or four walls, if it's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, and we have a shaila if that halacha l'moshe mi'sinai has been megareya wall, it's been meisav a wall. What happened to the Rambam in Hilchas Manrim that divrei kabbalah leitimatzav and machlekes? So the gedolei achreinim asked this kasha. Another thing that we're not going to have time to talk about. And I just thought, just to be mashlim something that we started talking about on Daf Gimel, and that is. We mentioned on Daf Gimel, on the topic of Shiurim, which has been very much the theme of the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, and certainly one of the Dafin and Shas that talk a lot about Shiurim is Sukkah Davav. And that is Akasha, that the Sefer Yehoshua, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Babad, who is the Rav of Tarnopol, the Michas Chinuch's grandfather, said he heard from his Shvager, Rabbi Itzikel Hamburger, he was the Rav of Altona, of Frankfurt, who heard this Kasha from Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz asked Rabbi Itzikel Hamburger a bomba Kasha. The Kasha was as follows. We mentioned that the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, discusses the first year that the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. The Yidden mourned Moshe Rabbeinu for 30 days. And then after Evlei Shal Moshe, the Yidden went, they crossed the Yarden, and they entered Eretz Yisrael. They entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, which means a few days later, it was time to prava Pesach. And the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua that the Yidden celebrated Pesach, but it was a little different than the way we celebrate Pesach today. Today, we eat matzah, but we eat matzah on Tesvav Nisan. We eat it by the Leil HaSeder. The Yidden didn't eat matzah by the Leil HaSeder. They ate it mimachras HaPesach. They ate it on the following day. And the Gemara says, why? You're not supposed to eat it mimachras HaPesach. You're supposed to eat it on Pesach. So the Gemara says, because they had a practical problem. The problem that they had was that in order to have made matzah, they would have had no choice but to take from the wheat. That was in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the wheat that was in Eretz Yisrael was chadash. You're not allowed to eat from the tfuah hachadasha until you bring the carbon omer. The carbon omer was a carbon mincha whose function was not to be mechaper. Most carbonists are mechaper. But in the world of carbonists, there are certain carbonists that are really not lechaper. The most notable is the carbon omer. The carbon omer's function wasn't kapara, it was to be matter. You bring this carbon, now you're allowed to eat from the tfuah hachadasha. Now, the carbon omer was born on Tezayin Nisan. So the Gemara says it was a practical problem. They had no way to eat matzah, because to eat matzah, they would have had no choice but to take from the Tefuah Chadasha. The Tefuah Chadasha required the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer was first born on Tezai Nisan. So they ate from the Korban Pesach. They ate the matzahs Mimachras HaPesach. They waited until Tezai Nisan. That's when they brought the Korban Omer. And when they brought the Korban Omer, they were matzah the Tefuah Chadasha. And that's why they ate matzah, not on Tezvav Nisan, which is when you're supposed to eat it, but that's why they ate it on Tez Zayin Nisan. So Tosfos and Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph brings that the Yerushalmi asks that, I don't understand, the Yidden were not able to eat matzah because of the Isser Chadash. We know the rule. Aseh is Doicha Loisaseh. So if someone has a beged, the beged is Kalayim, Shatnes. It's made up of wool and linen, but it also has four corners and the tzitz is on the four corners. So the din is, you're allowed to put on the beged, l'katchila. Aseh is doicha lois aseh. The aseh of tzitzis is doicha. The lois aseh of shatnes. It's a klal gadol b'toira. So the Yerushalmi asks, the answer what the problem was. If the Yidden would have eaten matzah, they would have been mekayim a mitzvah aseh, a be'erev toichlu matzois. So yovei aseh, the be'erev toichlu matzois, the yidcha lois aseh, the chadosh. That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. Tosfos says two terutzim to this kasha of the Yerushalmi. So Rav Yonis and Eibishitz, when he met Rav Itzchak Hamburger, so he told him a chava bamba kasha. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Amud Aleph that we know shiurim are halacha lemoisha misinai. Stating that, the Gemara tells us the rest of the story, and that is that the shiurim were from the halachos that were nishtakich, they were forgotten, b'mei evloi shel Moshe. The Gemara says in Tmura, Tezvav, Amidez, Tezayin, Amid Aleph, that while the Yidden mourned Moshe Rabbeinu, they forgot thousands of halachas. And these halachas remained forgotten until a Yid, one of the shoiftim, a Yid by the name of Asniel ben Kenaz, Kola ben Yefudas, Edim, he came, and he was machzer these halachas, mitoich papuloi. He had a bezdin, his bezdin was known as Bezdinoi shel Yavitz, and his bezdin, by darshin, the Yud Gemal Midrash, and the Dreshes Ben brought back these halachas that were forgotten. Says the Braisa, the shiurim were from the halachas that were forgotten. In other words, said Rabbi Yonasan, when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael and they had that first Pesach Seder ever in Eretz Yisrael, at that time they didn't know the shiurim. They didn't know exactly what the shiur of mitzvah matzah is. They didn't know exactly what the shiur of the Issa Chadash is. They didn't know what the Kezias is. They didn't know what the Kebay is, what the Kezeves Agas is. All the Shiurim that we saw in today's daf that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai had been temporarily forgotten. These were the Halachas that were Nishtakich B'mei Evloi Shel Moshe. So Rabbi Yonasan asked, so if that's the case, what was the Yerushalmi's Kasha? That they should have sat down and they should have ate matzah, because the Aseh of matzah would be Doicha D'Lois Aseh of Chadosh. Enochinam, the amount of matzah that constitutes the shear of Kezias, that is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, would not have been a problem. Because that couldn't be doicha. The problem is they didn't know what the shear was. So if they didn't know what the shear was, they couldn't eat. Because maybe they're eating more than the shear. And once they eat more than the shear, we have a problem. Because yoyser from the shear, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But at the same time, yoyser from the shear, you are going to be over the lois aseh. You see, the iser chadash and the mitzvah of matzah, they're not congruous. Chadash, as much chadash as you eat, you're over another iser. Another iser, another iser, another iser. Matzah is one kezayis. Be'erev toichlu matzahs. So maybe they would have eaten yoyser mikashir. If they would eat yoyser mikashir, they wouldn't have the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to eat a kizayis and matzah. They'd be over the iser, because I'll call kizayis for kizayis shol chadosh. There's an iser. But no, they couldn't eat. If they knew what the shir was, yovei hasei the matzah, fin yitcholois hasei the chadosh. Of a friend, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, he said they didn't know what the shir was. And because they didn't know what the shir was, that's why they couldn't eat it. So he says he doesn't understand the Yerushalmi's kasha. This is the kasha that Sefi Yeshua said. He heard from his shvager, Rabbi Itzchak Hamburger, who heard this kasha from the Goyen Ador, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. So I was thinking, maybe to say a little bit of a mahalach. That is, so aseh is doicha lois aseh. That's the rule. Not always. Aseh is not doicha lois aseh vaseh. Aseh is not doicha lois aseh sheyesh by chorus. Aseh is not doicha lois aseh sheyesh by misas bezdin. Aseh is not doicha lois aseh if the aseh and the lois aseh are not be'idna. It's not doicha lois aseh if it's efsher l'kayim shneim. There's a whole bunch of rules and regulations that govern aseh doicha lois aseh. But high level, the halacha is that aseh is doicha lois aseh. What about an aseh that a person doesn't have an obligation to do, but if he does it, he's mekayim a mitzvah? Meaning, almost every single scenario that you can think up of, that's a mitzvah saseh, by definition, you have an obligation to do. So you have an obligation on Pesach eat matzah. You have an obligation on Sukkah to sit in a sukkah, to take Dalad Minim. You have a mitzvah saseh to put on tefillin every day, to learn Krishma. Right, we have mitzvahs in the Torah. But there are some mitzvahs that you don't have an obligation to do. But if you do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. So for example, a woman is potter from mitzvah saseh shazman gerom. But there's a very strong tzad in the achroinim. And if a woman does a mitzvah saseh shazman gerom, she gets schar. She gets schar like an eina mitzvah v'vaisa. And Rabbi Chanina said, God la mitzvah v'vaisa, yoysim v'misha eina mitzvah v'vaisa. But the pashtus is that a woman that does a mitzvah saseh shazman gerom, she doesn't have to sit in a sukkah. But if she sits in a sukkah, she's going to get schar as if she sat in a sukkah. Rabbeinu Tam, Tashkenazim, hold that a woman that sits in a sukkah can make a brechas mitzvahs. Because on some level, she's being mekayim a mitzvah. Now, she doesn't have to sit in a sukkah. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerom. Women are potter. But at the same time, if she does it, she gets a mitzvah skiyuma. So here's the chakira. A mitzvah's kiyumis, is it doicha loy saseh? Or is it not doicha loy saseh? So Yedidi, Rabbi Chanan Lipschitz, showed me that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in Kovetz Ha'aretz, and this is in Simen Yudal, it declares this chakir. A mitzvah's kiyumis, is it doicha loy saseh or is it not doicha loy saseh? Says Rabbi Chanan, what's the shayla? So he says the shayla beautifully in Lombus. When we say aseh is doicha loy saseh, is it the kiyum asay that's doicha the lois asay? Or is the reason asay is doicha lois asay because we don't want the person to have to be mevatel the asay? It sounds like a subtlety, but it's very, very different in Lombus. You have a situation where I could put on tzitzis, but at the same time, I'm going to have to violate shatnez, or I could say I won't wear shatnez, but at the same time, I won't put on tzitzis. So what's the halacha? Asay is doicha lois asay. What's the reason that we're doicha the lois asay? What's the determining factor in the world of lamdas? Is it because there's a kiyum mitzvah? It's so gewaldig. You do a mitzvah, you mekayim a mitzvah, like the Ramban says, ahav is doicha yira. That when a person does a mitzvah, it's a sign that he's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he loves him, and therefore he's doing what he wants him to do. So that expression of ahav is Hashem that a person has when he does a mitzvah, it's doicha the lois asay. It's mekalkeles as ashura. Right, we spoke about gdoy l'tshuva shedoicha lois asay shebetayra. But really every mitzvah is on some level is doicha lois asay shebetayra, because it's so gevaldig a mitzvah. Well, that's not the var. It's not that the kiyum a mitzvah is what's doicha. It's that at the end of the day, you have no choice when you're faced with an essay doicha lois asay scenario to walk away from something. So either you're going to walk away from the asay, or you're going to walk away from the lois asay. Either you'll be mevatel a mitzvah's asay, or you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah's lois asay. The halacha of asay doicha lois asay states, I'd rather you be mevatel a lois asay than be mevatel an asay. But it's not the kiyum asay that's doicha the lois asay. It's the ibitel asay that's doicha the lois asay. It's not so much, oh, you did an asay, that's what has the power to be doicha the lois asay. It's what happens if you don't do the asay. You want me to not do the asay? I'm going to be mevatel an asay. Oh, we can't tolerate that. We don't want a bitel asay. So it's not the kiyum asay, it's the ibitel asay. Zog drabal chonon ashen yimkom damai. So he said, what's the nafkamina? A mitzvah's kiyum is. Well, I don't have a chiyuv to do the mitzvah. But if I do it, I'm going to get the mitzvah. If it's the kiyum mitzvah that's doicha, so kiyum mitzvah is also going to be doicha. If, however, it's not the kiyum mitzvah that's doicha, it's the fact that we don't want you to be mevatel the asay that's doicha. If all it is a mitzvah's kiyumis, by me not doing the mitzvah, I'm not being mevatel anything. If a woman doesn't sit in a sukkah on sukkahs, she wasn't mevatel any mitzvah. She didn't do the mitzvah, but she wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. It's poshut, then asay wouldn't be doicha lois asay. So Zok Rabbi Chanan, whether or not a mitzvah kiyumis could be doicha lois asay is totally in this profound chakir. We've heard asay doicha lois asay 1,000 times, but yesh lachker, think about it a little bit lumdish, and that is it the kiyum asay that's doicha, or is it the ipital asay that's doicha? This is Rabbi Chanan's chakir in Kovetz Ha'aretz. If you say that a kiyum asay could be doicha lois asay, then you could say a pasha techeshman based on Rei that we spoke about in the Sechtes Psachim, and that is it's yodua that the Vilna Gaon and the Meiser Rav said that even though it's true that the mitzvah of matzah is to eat only one kizayis matzah by the Leil HaSeder, and really just to refresh, because we're not learning Psachim now, the Gemara says in two places in Masechtas Psachim, it's the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph, And it's also a Gemara at the very end of the Masechta on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. And that is that the obligation to eat matzah is one kizayis matzah, and the obligation is to eat it be'erev. And even though there's psukim in the Torah that would seem to suggest not that way, it says shivas yomim toichol olav matzah, and there's many different psukim, but the Gemara says very clearly, Pesach barishon chayva, matzah barishon chayva, moror barishon chayva, mikan ve'elach rishos. But the rest of Yontif, all it is a rishos. But stating that, says the Nagoyan, that even though from the sugis and masechtas psachim, it's clear that there's only an obligation to eat matzah one kizayis the first night of Yontif. The rest of Yontif, it's a rishos. But the Gaon says a little bit of a misnomer. He said, because what the Gemara means when it says rishos is that there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. But at the same time, a person that eats matzah is mekayim a mitzvah. The Maaser Rav is in Sifkot Kuf Peihe. Shivas yomim toichol matzah. It's kol shiva mitzvah, the Vilna Gaon said. Ve'enei koira lo rishos. The reason we call it a rishos is legabe lailo rishayna shichayva. Relative to the first night, it's a rishos. Umitzvah legabe chayva rishos karilo. It's not on the same level as the first night. It's not on the same level as the first kezias. The first kezias you have to eat. After that, you don't have to. And that's why we call it a rishos in the relative sense. But you want to know if it's really a rishos? Of course not a rishos. There's a mitzvah to eat it, and every single kezias that you eat, you're mekayim a mitzvah. And the Vilna Gaon said, now you're mekayim a mitzvah. Afal pikin mitzvah midai raisu. Every single kezias a matzah that he eats on Pesach, he's mekayim a mitzvah day raisu. And then they bring in the same piece, kuf pei hey, v'yim mechaviv me'oid mitzvah achilas matzah kol shiva. The Vilna Gaon didn't only hold it was a mitzvah. He was mechaviv eating matzah so much for 7 days. Ubiyantiv achron ha'yoichol suda. Not just that, the Vilna Gaon on Achron Shel Pesach would eat Shalosh Sudas. Afal Pishal Ehoya Oichel Shalosh Sudas B'Shar Yontif. Even though the Vilna Gaon never ate Shalosh Sudas on Yontif, but Mepnei Chavivas Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah Shezmanu Ehoy Lechaybe. Because of the Chavivas of Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah, so it was because of that he used to eat it. But either way, since we've warned the Vilna Gaon that it's true, there's no Chiv to eat matzah more than that first kezias matzah. But at the same time, there is a mitzvah's kiyumis, that for every single kezias matzah that a person eats, even after that first kezias, he's mekayim a mitzvah. When we learn Masechtas Pesachim, we mentioned that Rabbi Yeruchim, the Rosh Yeshiva, in Yoreach L'mayadim has an arichos. He says that the truth is the Rishonim in different places say what the Vilna Gaon said. He brings it from the Cheskuni, from the Evan Ezra. He brings it from the Balamar. So much so that the Shiva Shlita was bothered. That why is this known as the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush? The Mishnah Berurah brings it as the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush. And he says it out. Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, knew all the Rishonim. So why did he bring it as the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush? Meaning, Pasha, you would get excited. Oh, the Vilna Gaon has all these Rishonim to rely on. But Rabbi Yeruchim al-Fakert, that because in the Mesoira, in Beis Medrash, this is known as the Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, it must be the Vilna Gaon was actually saying something more than we think he's saying. Because if all he means is what we just said, the Rishonim already said that. But either way, this Yesoid is the Yesoid of the Vilna Gaon, and this is something that's Mavur in the Rishonim. The point is that if you're going to say that even a mitzvah's kiyumis can be doichel loisaseh, and that's klar, that when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, the Vilna Gaon and the Cheskuni and the Evan Ezra and the Balamar and other Rishonim already said that you mekayim a mitzvah al kol kezayis v'kezayis. So if that's the case, it's a beautiful maybe yishuv to the Rebbe of Yonison's kasha. Yonison's Eibushit's kasha was that what was the havamina that that say of matzah should have been doichel the loisaseh of chadash? What was the havamina that say of matzah should have been doichel the loisaseh of chadash? Because I say it's doichel loisaseh. At that point, they didn't know the shear. So if they didn't know the shear, so l'chayra and a chenabi, the kezayis has the ability to be doichel. But beyond the kezayis can't be doichel. But if you go like the Vilna Gaon and like the Evan Ezra and the Cheskuni and all the other rishonim that the Rashiva brings in your Erech L'mayadim, that really there's a kiyum mitzvah al kaponim on every kezayis that you eat. So anyways, it wouldn't have been a problem. Because every shtikl matzah, every brekel matzah that you would have eaten, you would have been a kayim a mitzvah. So Erech Inami, you don't have a mitzvah's chiyuvis. You have a mitzvah's kiyumis. Then noimer that on a mitzvah's kiyumis, you also have tchiyah. So this would be enough. So today, I spoke to Yadid Nafshi Reb Levi Chomsky, and I told him over the ha'ara. So he said that the emes is, you don't have to come on to the Vilna Gaon. And you could say even more pashut, and we're going to end with this. And that is the Bach. The Bach in Hilchas Pesach. And this is in Simen, Tof Ayin Beis. So he says as follows. He says, quote, that even though we know that the mitzvah of matzah, b'leila rishoyna, is to eat a kezayis, but at the same time, says the Bach, quoting the Maral. This comes from the Maral Prague. Dechalo achilo shel matzah. Afilu oichel harbe, hakol hu mitzvah achas. So the Bach quotes the Maral Miprag, that the Maral Miprag said not a machshava, the Maral said a halacha. And the halacha of the Maral Miprag was that the first night of Pesach, every piece of matzah that you eat is all included in the mitzvah. Maral is not saying what the Vilna Gaon said. The Vilna Gaon said every shtickle matzah that you eat, the whole yontif is a mitzvah. That even though the Gemara says matzah is kol shiv is a rishus, but it means klape choyva to rishos, but avada to kiyam mitzvah. The Maral didn't say as big a chiddush as the Vilna Gaon. The Maral didn't say as big a chiddush as the Chizkuni and as the Ben Ezra and as the Baal HaMor. But he said, Hamiya, as it relates to the Leil HaSeder, that's poshut, the Maral said. That every single shtickle matzah that a person eats by the Leil HaSeder, at that point you're going to be mekayim a mitzvah. So Rab Levi said that Lachura, the Hezber, in this Maral that the Bach brings, is in a tziv. The Netziv is in the Hemek, is in this, the Hemek Dover. That's the Netziv's Pirush on the Shultis, right? That's the Chibur that the Netziv wrote when he made a big siyum, because he said that had he not overheard a conversation that his parents had, right? The Netziv was a little vild when he was younger, and his parents wanted to take him out of yeshiva, and he overheard the conversation, and he said, I'm going to prove my parents wrong, and I'm going to show them as a Chenyeh learning, as a Chal Yopan learning, and he ended up becoming the Netziv. And then he wrote a Pirush on the Shultis, and when he finished his Pirush on the Shultis, he made a big siyum, and he invited everybody that he knew, and he made a very big deal. He spoke at this siyum and he gave this hard, gut-wrenching speech. And he said that, could you imagine, I wouldn't have overheard this conversation that my parents had. Said, I wouldn't have gone up to Shemayim after 120 and they would have looked at me and they would have said, Naftali Tzvi. He said, where's your pirish on the She'iltis? And I would have been, come again? She'iltis? Could you spell that? Right, what's the She'iltis? And he said, Tzvalkevein bushes v'cherpes, because they would have taken out the pirish that I wrote on the She'iltis, and they would have said, had you not write that? So he says, no, now that I was zoicha to write my pirish on the She'iltis, he said, I have to celebrate that Baruch Hashem, I overheard that conversation. I was zoicha to not have to have those bushes. Have those bushes one day. But either way, this was the Netziv's pirish that he wrote on the Shultis. And the pirish that he wrote on the Shultis is in Parashas Yisro. It's Simen Nun Gimel. It's of cotton dalet. So the Netziv over there says a big yisoy. He says, you have mitzvahs that have shiurim. They have gvulin. Right? A mitzvah has a gvul. But at the same time, if you want to be moisif on the mitzvah, b'shas the mitzvah, that's the caveat, b'shas the mitzvah, you could be moisif, and everything that you're moisif becomes part of the mitzvah. And he brings a whole bunch of mekoyres to this yisoy. He's discussing over there Hilchas Kriyashma, where there's a shail of Kriyashma, as deraisa, Kriyashma, as derabbanon, and there's a manama that holds that only the first pasuk of Kriyashma is deraisa. But the Netziv says that it's pasha to him that if a person says all three parashiyas of Kriyashma, even though you don't have to say more than the first, but if you're being mekabel o malcha shemayim, and you're adding psukim to your kabbalas o malcha shemayim, the additional psukim all become part of the old kabbalas o malcha shemayim. And they all have a din of Kriyashma. Another one of the examples that he gives is the Korban Chagiga. The Gemara says that every single year, it's a pasuk in the Torah, when you went to be Oyler Rabbi, you had to be in Korban Chagiga. But there's a Gemara Chagiga Dav Ches Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that if a person wanted to bring 10 Korbanis Chagiga, you have the ability to bring 10 Korbanis Chagiga, and they're all Chal Korban Chagiga. And he says, what's the pshat? You only have a chiyuv to bring one. So if you only have a chiyuv to bring one, how are you able to bring 10? So he says, the teretz is, because being that I'm bringing the Chagiga right now, even though the shear is one, but anything that I'm moisif on top of that is going to be included, is going to be included in what it is I'm doing. The Netziv says, such a chiddush needs to have a makar. So he says, I'm going to tell you what the makar is. It's something that we say in davening every single day. Every single day. Elu dvarim she'en lam shiur. Hapeya, v'habikurim, v'hore oyoin, u'gmilus chasadim, v'salmatera. So what is hore oyoin? We know what pay is. Shtickle. Bekurim is a little more passionate. Gemilas Chasadim Talmud Torah is gevald. What's the Hore Oyon? Pashup Shah. What's the Ivra? What's the Taich word? It's a Smiloshin Ria. There's a mitzvah to be Oyler Regal. Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Zuchurcha. The Hore Oyon is the mitzvah of Ria. Pashup Shah in the Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah Masech Tzbeya. Hore Oyon is Dvarim She'in Lem Shir. Meaning the mitzvah is Shalosh Pamim Bashana. You arrive. One time you go into the Beis HaMikdash. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Baruch Hu L'Shalom, Tzeischem L'Shalom, and Megate Vaitin, you leave. But really, it's Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shir. And if when you go up to Yontif, every mincha that you daven by the Kaisel, every time you go, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of Oyla Regel. Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shir, V'horei Oyoy. So the Netziv says, Adav Anifla, this one word that most people don't even know what it means, V'horei Oyoy, Zeklau Godol Batoyra. That you see from here, that just like Re'iyah, which Pasha means one time, but it's Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shir, every mitzvah in the Torah is the same way. Ke'elu dvarim she'en lehem shir. So Rabbi Levi said, it's pashut, that's the hezber and the maral. The Netziv doesn't mention matzah. But it's pashut, that's the hezber and the maral. The mitzvah is be'erev toichlu matzahs. O be'elu dvarim she'en lehem shir, v'harei oyoy. So I'm called kezayis, v'kezayis shal matzah that the person eats, he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Lefiza, even if you don't have on the chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, even if you don't want to... Falayit, it's too much for you to accept that 7 days it could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Gemara says, she ain't that the Rishos. So you don't want to accept that. It's too big of a chiddush, even though so many Rishonim say it. But you can't, by the way, one of the Rishonim that say it, this is a Beis Medrash, Mitachidish. One of the Rishonim that say it, the Chasam Sofer in a Drasha, this is one of his Drashas on Pesach, he says, right, we know there's two Minhagim and Klal Yisrael. Do you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? You think? Or you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Zohar says if someone wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's Chai Misa, the Mechab and the Ramah, and the Litvish and the Chsidish. Right, it's different in Hagim, and there's a lot of passion and emotion that's all tied up in this child. But at the end of the day, it's too many. And the truth is, the Rishonim talk about it. This is already something that's discussion in the Rishonim. Toisis Mesechtes Mein Katan Daf Yutet says, I understand. Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? The reason is because tefillin is an ois. And the Gemara says, at the beginning of the last parak of Masechet is Erevin, Shabbos is also an ois. Oisi la'ilam, Yontif is an ois. So you don't need the ois of tefillin. Now what's the ois? Pashit, the ois of Shabbos is the fact that you don't do malacha on Shabbos. The ois of Yontif is you don't do malacha on Yontif. So Tosfos says, if there's an issa d'oraisa to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, I can hear that maybe you shouldn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because you have the ois of not doing malacha. But what if there is no issa d'oraisa to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, which is also a big discussion. So what would be the ois? So Tosfos and Masechtes Mai Katan Daf Yutes Amud Aleph says, Ayin Shom, at the end of a long Tosfos, he says, no, there's other oisos. On Sukkot there's an ois because you sit in a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. And on Pesach there's an ois because you eat matzah. Says the Chasam Sofer, from this Tosfos, it's a little mashma that Tosfos have like those Rishonim that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the whole Yontif, even on Chol HaMoed. Because if there's no mitzvah at all, how could the matzah be an ois? If the matzah is a mitzvah, albeit a kiyum mitzvah, so then there's the ois of matzah. But if there is no kiyum mitzvah even, then how could that possibly be the ois? But either way, so we have the Vilna Gaon and the Rishonim, the Chasam Sofer said, even Tosfos may be held that way. Mayim Katan Daf Yutes that said that even though matzah Kol Shiva is a Rishonim, but at the same time, it just means there's no chiv tint matzah. But avadi yemekayim a mitzvah called kezayis u kezayis. And on top of that, we have the Maraon mi Prague that the Bach brings in Ilchus Pesach in Simen Tov Ayin Beis, who says that belayla rishona for sure yemekayim a mitzvah. And the Hezbollah, like Rabbi Levi Shneltzu, is the Netziv, where the Netziv says zeklau gadol b'Torah elu dvarim she'en lehem shir v'horei oyoy. That if I'm being oisik in the mitzvah of achilas matzah, every kezayis that I eat is for sure included. So you want to know the third day Chol HaMoed, that's a different shiloh. Oh, but now it's the Erev Toichlu Matzahs. So you're right, this year is a Kezayis. But I'll call Kezayis for Kezayis. The point is that when the Yidden had that first Seder, had they eaten matzah, they could have eaten matzah agansanach. And yesh lehem al mi lismoich, for sure, that there would have been a kiyum mitzvah. That's the case. Maybe that's the terrorist Rabbi Yonason's kash. Rabbi Yonason asked that what was the Yerushalmi's kash and that that's a matzah should be the way to say of Chadash. The Chura, the Kezayis is a mitzvah, but Yosef and Kezayis is no mitzvah anymore. So if there's no mitzvah, where's the Tchia? Terrorist says there's no mitzvah chiyuvis, but there is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Other mitzvah, the Goyin and the Meisir Rab, other mitzvah, the Maraomi Prague that the Bach brings in Simon Tophai and Beis. And if you hold like Rabbi Chonin's tzad, in Koivet Zorah Simon Yudalit, then not only a mitzvah chiyuvis can be doichol oisase, but a mitzvah chiyuvis can as well. Maybe that would be a teretz to Rabbi Yonason and Ibishitz's kasha.